Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX News Time is 5:52, and it was our breaking news overnight about the Missouri Senate and what they did. As far as abortion laws, Robert Onder is a state senator from the 2nd District in the St. Charles area. He joins us this morning. And have you been to sleep yet, Senator Onder? It's been a long one.
No, I haven't. Got up yesterday about this time and just getting back to my apartment right now.
Now, this is leading CBS News. It is a big story across the nation. Can you summarize what this legislation includes?
Sure. This was the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act. It is a bill designed to create protections at various stages of pregnancy for unborn children who are capable of feeling pain, unborn children who are potential victims of dismemberment abortion, and unborn children who have heartbeats. It's sometimes been referred to as the heartbeat bill, and it is one of these bills that will go to the court systems, and we hope provide the opportunity for the appellate courts, ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court, to improve our abortion laws in the United States.
And Dr. Onder, this was, as we just mentioned, an all-night debate. The vote was at 4 a.m. What kind of amendments were offered? What kind of changes were made to this at the last minute? How did this wind up? How many weeks? What kind of exceptions? And what kind of changes to that were proposed as this got down into the final hours?
Well, on the good side, there was an expansion of the pregnancy care center tax credits that will help with the good work that those organizations provide for women with unplanned pregnancies. There were some provisions removed from the bill, protection of infants born alive after abortions. Remember, the governor of Virginia very disturbingly suggested that babies born alive would not be taken care of and might be left to die or even killed. Unfortunately, that provision was removed from the bill. There was a ban on fetal tissue trafficking that was removed from the bill. Overall, though, I believe there were a lot of good provisions left in House Bill 126, and I'm glad we did get it done.
And just for clarification, because this happened overnight and we're all still trying to sort this out, but you said this is like the fetal heartbeat bills. Is it not just a outright ban at 8 weeks? And is it true there is no exceptions in this bill for rape or incest?
Yes, yeah, so it is an 8 week abortion ban. 8 weeks is the time at which baby's heartbeat can be detected by an ultrasound. There is an exception for medical emergencies, essentially the health of the mother, but that is the only exception in the bill.
Senator Bob Onder, thank you so much for calling in this morning on Total Information AM.
Thank you.
KMOX News Time is 5:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.